Wolltest du auch schon immer ein mutiger Polizist werden? Und den allertiefsten Dschungel erforschen? Ganz allein verlorene Goldschätze finden? Und an den größten Dreckschrauben, die die Welt je gesehen hat? Dann ist die D-Max DNA bestimmt auch ein Teil von dir. Denn bei D-Max fängt jede Geschichte mit dir an.
Im Herbst erwarten dich neue Serien-Highlights, spannende Abenteuer und Adrenalin pur. Freu dich auf neue Staffeln von Erfolgsformaten wie Germinator, Steel Buddies, 112, Feuerwehr im Einsatz sowie zahlreiche Neustarts wie Feuerwache 3, Alarm in Rostock. Nur auf D-Max und bereits 7 Tage vor Ausstrahlung auf Discovery Plus.
Liebe Leute, da sind wir wieder mit dem nächsten ARPG und diesmal Path of Exile 2. Wir haben hier Jonathan Rogers, Game Director, who has brought us Path of Exile 2 in a playable demo.
Yeah,
nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. And I was really keen to get you to actually play this demo because I'm very curious to hear your opinion.
Let's see
how things go.
So what have you brought us today?
So basically, I really wanted to show everyone the Mercenary. So this is a class that we've announced, but it's never been playable outside our studio before. And I think the reason why I find it so interesting is because this is the class that really introduced us to the idea of having WASD controls in the game. And ever since we tried that, it's been something that really transformed a lot of how we're making skills and how we're developing the game. And really, it's kind of the most major change that's happened since last year when we were at Gamescom. So I'm very curious to hear what you think about it. It's very different from how most action RPGs play.
Yes.
So let's see what you think.
Let's see how it goes. So we have the Mercenary. Our main thing is that we have different ammunition types, and we can just shoot this guy with this ammunition type, and we can just change between them. We have incendiary ammo, and we have
like an assault rifle, basically.
How historically accurate is this drop?
Maybe not so historically accurate.
That doesn't look right.
Yeah. But the thing is that when we were thinking about, how do we design a new class that's going to use crossbows, I was thinking, like, what actually makes a bow and a crossbow different?
Mm-hmm.
And the difference really is that a crossbow you load first, as long as you want beforehand, and then you can fire it later. And so it's something that I thought, we wanted to try and bring. As soon as we did that, we're like, okay, this feels really cool, like a shooter. Let's just lean into all those tropes. But the other thing we really want to make sure of is that all of our classes have interesting combo gameplay. So, maybe what you can do here is if you use the shotgun with the ice to freeze monsters, and then after that you switch to the one that fires regular rounds, then you can freeze the monster and then explode the ice off after them.
All right.
Yeah. So freeze and then switch. Yeah, there you go. So
wow, nice.
Yeah. So effectively, the more tightly grouped, if you click this, you're going to get ambushed, by the way. So just maybe stay.
Maybe I'll let you talk first.
Yeah, sure. These kind of interactions, I think, are pretty interesting, and we really try to imbue them through. So go for it.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
All right.
Use grenades here because you'll have a lot of monsters.
Yes.
Coming. Maybe not too many, but actually the flame shotgun is very good against those tree monsters, being that they're made of wood. But while during this ambush, you can't exit this part of the area. This is actually a league mechanic from POE1 actually called Ritual, but we've redone it for POE2.
You mentioned when we talked before that you actually want to bring all the league mechanics back eventually.
Maybe not
right?
every single one, but certainly many of them.
Okay.
So over time, we're going to be introducing more and more of these, and I think that should serve POE2 pretty well as well. But they can't just go in their current form. Oh, you're running out of mana. They can't just go in their current form. They need a lot of extra work to be able to make them POE2 quality. So there's going to be a lot there too. So yeah, that ambush is done. So if you
all right,
keep on going.
Nice.
So, as I said, this is the Mercenary. But the other thing as well is that every class really benefits from WASD. When we first created the Mercenary, we were kind of thinking, maybe WASD will be great only for only for ranged classes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll be good on the Ranger and the Mercenary and things like that, but maybe it won't be good on melee. But I actually think on melee it works as well. So if you like, use Armor Break, so the Assault Rifle on this guy. And then once the armor is broken, use the Sniper Rifle on T. Snipe him. Oh, missed. There we go.
Nice.
So then it stuns the guy and does a lot of damage. So, you can use that to take him out.
So I noticed that when I played the Necromancer that you're really leaning into ability combos this time.
Yes, absolutely.
And synergies and In that case, it was the Shadow Blight, I think, which then raises blighted minions if you if you infect enemies, and that was really cool.
So yeah, I mean, as basically every single skill, like we see the design of Path of Exile very similar to like Magic the Gathering or something like this.
Nice.
Where you have lots of keywords and there's interesting combinations between things, and even between classes as well. So Armor Break here is a mechanic that many classes have, and many different skills will have different things that activate when if you use them on a monster with Armor Break. So it can it actually works for both across classes, but also with the skill system as well. And I just want to go into the skill system a little bit if I can.
Let's do this.
So basically, if you press I to open the inventory, so skills in Path of Exile are items. But this system was very complicated in POE 1, and we really wanted to improve it. So if you right-click on one of these...
uncut gems right now,
yeah, so
right?
You basically, you'll find this uncut gem at the top here. If you right-click on this, this skill tree here should look very familiar if you've played Diablo 2. You know, it's a lot easier to understand than what we sort of did before. But there's actually no less power than what you had. So here you can upgrade any of these skills at the top, or you can click a new one. It might be good to upgrade your shotgun, for example, the armor-piercing... fragmentation rounds, since you're using it so much. Just click upgrade. And then it opens the skill screen. And the thing is, these skills are still items. It's just that if you're a new player, you don't even really have to know that. You know, you can just treat it like any other action RPG. Yeah. But of course, if you're an advanced PoE player, you know that you can trade these items. You can, of course, level them up and so on. But also there's support gems to modify them further.
Yeah, we have here, like, we have Pin.
Sure.
We have... Brutality, and I think we had some.
If you right click in here and show the grenade option, I'll just show you something here. So right click in here to throw a grenade. So that's like a single grenade. If we right click on one of these support gems here, the top one up. This one here, yep.
Ah, you connect.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is the new screen that we have for adding support gems. So this is actually the simplified way of looking at things, where for each skill, here's some things we're going to give you. So yeah, multiple projectiles, that's a good one. So maybe click that and add that. And now when you use your grenade launcher, now we get three grenades.
Yes.
Exactly. But the thing is, they're still items, right? Like if you go down, maybe it's the top.
I think it's here.
So take this one out by clicking on it. If you click that, you can still take it out and move it to some other skill. Mm-hmm. Maybe go down to the sniper rifle, for example, the high velocity rounds, throw it in there. And now if you change to your sniper rifle on T and then fire, now you're getting three rounds for every time that you shoot.
Nice.
This kind of thing, is like how the skill system works. And we've still got all of that depth. It's just that, in PoE 2, it's a lot easier to understand.
I'm a huge fan of how you did that. Like, didn't throw stuff out that made the game interesting, but you just made it one step easier to access and use.
If you click on one of those supports again, right-click, if you're a PoE 1 player, you probably click down here, and here's, like, the full list of...
And everything.
Exactly. So, this kind of thing is...
So what's up with these?
That's tier 2. So, you have to higher levels that are available, so...
So let's see everything for the curious.
Don't spoil all our secrets here.
Come on.
So if you'd like to try a melee class as well, you know, this class is very unusual as far as action RPGs go, but if you go back to the character selection screen and then scroll probably to the bottom, I would say, scroll to the bottom. Okay, no, actually, maybe it's this one. Go up. Where is it? Oh, yeah, here we go. Dreadgrin. Yeah, Dreadgrin. So click play on him. So I want to show you now, like, what melee is like with WASD, because we had to put a lot of effort into that as well. So it's worth mentioning, by the way, that you can still use click to move if you like at any time. If you're not happy with the control scheme, you can change. Like, in fact, it's just right here. If you click mouse, you can change to the old scheme. Just click around and so on.
Nice.
But you're probably going to want to click WASD and give that a shot. So
All right. So what do we have here? So we have a leap slam.
Yep. So if you right click. This is double slam. Now, this is going to be much harder, by the way.
Oh,
We're in Act 3 now, so just be very careful. Don't run out on this too much.
Oh, boy.
Now, on middle click, if you click that, you'll create these volcanic fissures. And what I want you to do is make a couple of those, and then use your right-click slam ability on top of them. And then you see how it re-triggers the volcanic fissures.
That's so fucking cool.
Yeah. So just careful.
Noticed.
Now this area actually is kind of interesting because there's some people here who have been experimenting with trying to harness the power of the sun. And then they created this artificial sun in the distance over here. But as you get close to it, you're going to start taking damage if you're in the light. When the cataclysm occurred, all of them went crazy and started worshipping the sun that they had created. Mm-hmm. So they've kind of got this cult of the sun here. So yeah, if you stand out here, you start taking damage.
I noticed. All right. Wow.
yeah.
So am I correct that actually fire damage isn't really that good here because they're all resistant to it?
You're actually correct.
So you're giving me a horribly misfit character for this selection. And then you say, oh, be careful, this is actually very difficult.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all your fault.
So if you this is a dangerous place to be out here. So yes. I would suggest you run away a bit before we can get some more skills that maybe will help you with these guys. So what I'd like to do now, once you've dealt with them.
All right. This is interesting.
Okay, so now run back this way, I think, to get away from them before you trigger anymore. All right, so what we're going to do here is there's a skill over here called Rampage. If you believe it's right in the center there. Stampede.
All right.
So grab that and throw it in your skill screen. So pick that up. Left click, scroll down, put it in there. Now, what it is that this is on R. Now, what I want you to do is use the skill and just see how it works. So every step you make creates a explosion in the distance.
Nice.
Now, if you remember the middle click ability you were using earlier, if you use that a couple of times and then stampede over that, now, of course, you can trigger it many times and get a huge amount of extra things. So that that ability, if you're a POE 1 player, you're like, if I see something that triggers off slams, you're like, well, what's the maximum number of slams I can do in the minimum amount of time? This is the kind of thing that you that you come up with. I also want to show you another skill here called Hammer of the Gods.
Let's do it.
Now, we don't usually use many cooldowns because I think they're quite lazy game design. You know, you can always balance a skill by adding a cooldown to it.
Mm-hmm.
We do want to have a couple of skills like this, and this one here is called Hammer of the Gods, so if you can put that in as well. If you use the skill just anywhere, maybe in the
city right now.
So this one takes a little while to arrive, but when it does, it lands with a big slam. So that's another nice one.
Is it also a slam skill for
all
this?
It is, exactly, it is.
All right.
But it's not so great for that because really it's like one big slam instead of many little ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're probably going to want to do something else. But it is nice to use though from time to time.
So here the best idea is to just always lure them into the shadow, right?
All right, sure, absolutely. Now, what I might do, if you don't mind, is if you would like, I can show you guys a boss that no one has seen before.
Yes, I like that. That's a good idea.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to cheat to go to the top of this area in the last few minutes that we have here. And I'm just going to add a few more support gems just to improve my hammer. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be doubling the amount of cooldowns that the hammer can do using another support gem. And I'm also going to be changing my armor break skill to be able to give me endurance charges, which is going to then use with another skill, which is going to be able to double them and get a large amount. So let's have a look here.
Let's do it. I'll let you do that
because
I know your bosses are quite hard, actually.
Right. They are.
And I still remember that you are actually not afraid of losing in a boss.
For
you
sure.
did that in the first presentation.
So my strategy here is I want to get his... Oh, damn, you moved. Okay. I was going to build up a lot of these lava fishes here and then rampage through them. But the other thing I want to do is there's a stagger bar on the boss, and I want to try and use this leap slam combo to build up as much stagger as possible. And if I can do that, I can use Seismic Cry to double the number of slams I get with the hammer, and that will, allow me to do a significant amount of damage. It's actually a lot harder without the audio cues for the for the boss.
But since you dropped me into that difficult area with fire damage that is useless against him,
so now,
why shouldn't you have to fight
now
harder?
I'm going
to
use... Oh, no, don't move out of the way. Come on, come back. Oh, no. Ah. Okay, that was
nice
a bit wasted,
try.
But, here we go. All right, so where are we? Okay, oh no, so you have to not go in those because they slow you down, and that's very dangerous when he uses certain other abilities.
Like that one.
Right. But particularly, so now he's going to go into the sky and summon a sort of bullet hell moment here. And in the meantime, I'm going to try and get him with my slams. Okay, whoa, okay, right. Yeah, careful of this. Okay.
Every time I see this game, it looks more awesome. and there's plenty of enthusiasm in the chat, by the way. I know you can't see it, but... Everyone's very excited.
Okay. Well, hopefully I can get my stun off again and get the hammer slam, and hopefully this time I'll be a little bit more effective with it. Okay, come over here. Oh, so there we go. And then we want to do this, and then we want to do this, and then we want to do... There we go. Okay, right. So, there we go. Hammer. Oh, right. It's not off cooldown, but that's fine. I can just get one of them, which will double. So, there we go. There we go. One and two. There we go. All right. So, so we did pretty well there. All right, so now I can probably get him down with a... okay, careful of this. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, now this is dangerous. So,
Oh boy.
Yeah, yeah, okay. There we go. But I think we've nearly got him. Oh, he's doing one more bullet hell phase. Okay, right. So I want to put as many of these fishes down while he's doing that. And then ideally I can time the rampage to... yeah, there we go. There we go. There we go.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There we go. All right, so it should be very close now. Okay, right. Mana. the wormhole. Okay, there we go. Okay, right.
You're
one more of these.
Whoa.
But he nearly got me.
That's true.
Yeah, okay. There we go. I think I've got him.
Finish him.
There we go. Come on.
Drop the hammer.
Stop moving. Oh, yes, drop the hammer. Good idea. Drop the hammer. All right. Now, come over here. There we go.
Yes.
Okay, right. So, that's just one of the 100 boss fights that we have in Path of Exile 2.
Wow.
And it's not like some in-game boss either. This is just a random boss in the middle of Act 3.
Some dude.
We have lots of these. And it's a really huge part of what I enjoy in Path of Exile the most is designing, working with Mark, designing boss fights. It's just a really fun time.
Really, I mean, you stepped up your game in every aspect. I think it's so damn impressive how you went from this small indie Diablo 2 successor, basically, to an actual AAA super action RPG that still has all that depth.
And that's the thing, we really want that AAA combat feel, and it's a major reason why we made a sequel at all, you know?
Yes.
Like a lot of people say, well, you know, you just released Path of Exile 1 to the most success it's ever had. Why do you need to even make a sequel?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer really is that because I'm not happy with how Path of Exile 1's combat is, and getting that to a point which I am happy just, you know, requires a new game and new things to be made. So,
and I think that always was its biggest weakness.
Absolutely.
You always had... We're extremely strong at mechanics,
right.
But because you started with much less budget and experience,
absolutely.
That was the one area where it was always difficult to catch up, that slick AAA feel.
Those character rigs were made in 2007, our animators don't even want to work with them anymore, so what they can do now with our animation team, which is extremely top notch, those guys can make amazing animations with the newer stuff that we're doing now, it's honestly, our animation team, I can't say enough good things about
They're obviously
doing
a very good job. So you mentioned that WASD changed a lot of game design. What was the major changes, and do you expect WASD to be the default for PoE2?
In our studio, I would say about 75% of our studio are kind of converted over to WASD. But 25% of people would be the holdouts. But that being said, we want to make sure that the game still plays well with click to move. Even if you prefer that sort of style, and it can come down to what characters you play, but we had to go back and work on every single character class that we already thought we finished and improve it all. Once you've experienced being able to move while shooting, you can't go back. So things like the Sorceress and the Ranger all had to change. All these things have changed, and then we added a movement component to all of our attacks. It just changed a lot. Even boss design, things are more dodgeable when you're moving around like this. So we have to think about that when it comes to doing the AI and things like that. So it just kind of affected every area. So honestly, it would be reasonable to say that part of the reason for the delay was this change. It forced us to redo a huge amount of work, but it really is worth it because I think the game got a lot better after we did it.
All right.
So.
You really don't like to make things easy on yourself,
no,
do you?
No, for sure. We made way too much content for this game. We maybe start regretting it now, but it's okay. Hopefully it means that on launch we have lots of things for people to do.
I think the excitement is very high for it. Guys, in the chat, do you have any questions for Jonathan before he has to go? Then I will transfer them to him. So, for me it was actually at the start pretty jarring though, because I look at my skill bar and I'm used to Q is the next skill is at the next button, but there's W, always one button farther. But I think that's just because I'm playing here in this weird convention setup. I think it's easy to get used to. There's people in the chat saying I'm also playing only WSD right now, so. I think you can get used to it, but it's pretty jarring at the start, I think.
It does take a while, and the funny thing is a lot of people who are used to playing action RPGs, I really want to make sure they actually give it a shot, because, it does take a second, but once you've done it, I find it very hard to go back. It's a significant improvement. And, it's funny as well, because I was even skeptical myself when we first did it, because I had played some other action RPGs that had tried WSD, and they had done a not-so-great job of it. and it didn't really feel very good to play. But when we made the mercenary, I was just like, okay, you know, like I really want to try this out. And I'm really glad we did, because it ended up being that if you do it well, it can feel really excellent.
Yeah, I think the mercenary really profited from it. Mm-hmm. It's more precise, people in the chat are saying. So the main question I can answer for you: when's early access? When does it start? November 15th.
Exactly,
that was
exactly
announced this convention.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't have to wait that much longer to play it. I'm very much looking forward to it. I know you are.
Oh,
Jonathan,
yes.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks
for bringing the demo.
Yeah, yeah,
good
no
job
problem.
With the boss.
Wolltest du auch schon immer ein mutiger Polizist werden? Ui, 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 ui. Und den allertiefsten Dschungel erforschen?
Wow.
Ganz allein verlorene Goldschätze finden?
Ding.
Und an den größten Dreckschrauben, die die Welt je gesehen hat?
Oh,
dann ist die D-Max DNA bestimmt auch ein Teil von dir. Denn bei D-Max fängt jede Geschichte mit dir an.
Im Herbst erwarten dich neue Serien-Highlights, spannende Abenteuer und Adrenalin pur. Freu dich auf neue Staffeln von Erfolgsformaten wie Germinator, Steel Buddies, 112, Feuerwehr im Einsatz, sowie zahlreiche Neustarts wie Feuerwache 3, Alarm in Rostock. Nur auf D-Max und bereits 7 Tage vor Ausstrahlung auf Discovery+.